In this bulletin, Brisbane's lockdown disrupts Easter weekend travel plans. A record number of women included in cabinet, and they will be sworn in later today. And in sport, Steve Smith declares his intent to captain Australia again. You're listening to SBS News. I'm Sophia Petrovic. Residents of Greater Brisbane have woken up to the first morning of what is hoped will be a circuit breaker lockdown. Struggling Queensland tourism businesses were looking forward to the upcoming Easter break, but a coronavirus cluster has threatened travel plans. Four new cases were reported on Monday, all of which are likely close contacts of three existing and historical cases. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says at this stage, the lockdown is an essential measure.
This is a huge job now that we have to do because we've got more of this community transmission. I know this will mean some disruption to people's lives, but we've done this before and we've got through it over those 3 days in the past. And if everyone does the right thing, I'm sure that we will be able to get through it again.
Northern New South Wales is on high alert after a number of venues in Byron Bay were visited by two COVID-19 cases from the emerging outbreak in Brisbane. The area is preparing for the Easter long weekend and a music festival called Blues Fest, which begins on Thursday. Up to 16,000 people are expected through the festival gates each day. Other states across Australia have responded to Queensland's lockdown days out from the Easter weekend. South Australia closed its border to Queensland as of 4 p.m. Monday. All Queenslanders are now locked out of Western Australia unless they have an exemption. And Victoria has declared Greater Brisbane a red zone under its travel permit system. Prime Minister Scott Morrison and Governor-General David Hurley are holding a cabinet swearing-in ceremony this afternoon at Government House. Mr. Morrison has reshuffled his cabinet as his government remains engulfed in scandals linked to the treatment of women. Michaelia Cash has been promoted to Attorney General and Industrial Relations Minister to replace Christian Porter, who lost his job as the nation's first law officer after launching defamation action against the ABC. Mr. Porter becomes Industry Minister while Peter Dutton replaces Linda Reynolds as Defence Minister. Karen Andrews replaces Mr. Dutton as Home Affairs Minister. Mr. Morrison says the changes are the shake-up the coalition needs. The federal opposition says the snap COVID-19 lockdown in Brisbane is just another reason why the JobKeeper wage subsidy should not have been withdrawn. The lockdown comes just 24 hours after JobKeeper officially ended, a support measure for people whose jobs were affected by the pandemic. An estimated 1 million Australians will no longer receive the payment, and Treasury estimates 150,000 will become unemployed. Labor's Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers says it's too soon to end JobKeeper.
The future of JobKeeper is in Scott Morrison and Josh Frydenberg's hands, so any job losses that occur as a consequence of this decision will be on their heads.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the job market has been a lot stronger than expected, with the unemployment rate at 5.8%. A joint World Health Organization study in China on the origins of COVID-19 suggests that transmission of the virus from bats to humans through another animal is the most likely scenario, and it's highly unlikely the spread was the result of a lab leak. The investigation team has proposed further research in every area except the lab leak hypothesis. The joint report is expected to be released in the next few days. Traffic in the Suez Canal has resumed after massive container ship Ever Given was successfully refloated. The 224,000-tonne ship had been stranded in the canal for almost a week, blocking the vital waterway since the 23rd of March. 420 vessels were unable to resume their journeys in that time. The army in Myanmar has been accused of shooting mourners at a funeral just a day after they killed more than 100 people. Kia Win from the Burma Human Rights Network says even children are not safe.
These children are in this time of crisis. They kept by safest place in the by the family. These children are not on the street, not on the front, even not in the living rooms. They are hiding. They are even that children are not safe. So that means no one is safe in Burma.
And a quick look at sport now. Former Australian captain Steve Smith says he wants to lead the national team again. Steve Smith says he's ready and willing 3 years on from the infamous ball tampering scandal. One of Australia's greatest batsmen, Smith received a 12-month ban from international cricket following the dramatic events on the 2018 tour of South Africa. He was also banned from holding any leadership position with the national team for 2 years as Tim Payne became Test skipper and Aaron Finch inherited the captaincy of Australia's white ball teams. However, Smith says he will happily step up to the top job in Australian cricket if selectors want him. And looking at the weather around the country, in Perth today, tops of 29, sunny, similar conditions in Adelaide today, 27, tops of 20 degrees in Melbourne, partly cloudy, cloudy in Hobart, 22, same in Canberra, 22. In Sydney today, tops of 23 degrees, cloudy, a shower in Brisbane, 26, Cairns, partly cloudy, 31, partly cloudy in Darwin today as well, tops of 35. You're listening to SBS News. I'm Sophia Petrovic.